Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 920 of AskPad. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We are almost in August, but for right now, we're going to finish off July with a question from Jane from Sydney, Australia.
Hey, Pat. It's Jane here. I live in Sydney. I want to know, how do you deal with friends, family, or people that you don't even know that think you're getting something for nothing when you earn money when you sleep? It really bothers me that they think that you put no work into earning this money. Not that I'm earning very much money at the moment, but everybody seems to think of it as free money, or that I've got it easy. I don't know if it's just me or whether everybody has this problem of it stressing them out. I think it's probably just me. I'd love to know your thoughts.
Hey, Jane, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. A couple things I want to ask you and have you think about. First of all, why does it matter to you that other people think negatively of passive income when that is actually a reflection of them and what they feel of what is not possible for them? You've made it possible for yourself, and you should be proud of that. Don't let other people knock you down for the amazing work that you've put in to create something. Now, you know that what they are thinking, that you are not doing anything and you're making money, is not true. Passive income takes work. Passive income takes an investment of time. And if you wanted to, I bet you could sit down and write down all the hours and all the things you've done that now has enabled you to earn passive income while you sleep. So that's one thing. You could literally just say, like, no, that's not true. Here, I wrote all of this to show you what I do. And because it helps serve people, even while I'm asleep, because I'm using the internet, it doesn't mean I've never done the work. I put in the work up front, and I've invested that time, and now it's paying me back, and it will continue to pay me back. If you want more information about this, check out smartpassiveincome.com. No, I'm just kidding. Or you can just literally explain like how you do that and how other people might be able to. Now, I've tried to explain similar things to my friends who are stuck in the old school mentality, and there's no real way to convince them, really, because a lot of people, and you probably know this, Jane, because these are the type of people who are saying this, they're stuck in their old ways. They don't want to believe these things are possible, mainly because it makes them and what they've chosen to do with their lives look less, not glamorous, but just like they've achieved less or they haven't gotten to that level yet. And it's just a way for them to feel secure about what they do is to put other people down. So don't let this bother you. I would actually question to yourself, like, why are you letting it bother you? What is it about that? It could be something in your past related to what people used to say about you for something, or I don't know, or maybe you had something related to money happen when you were younger, or the way that you were growing up with money and your parents and all that stuff, that could have an effect on it. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know much about that, but I do know that things that have happened in our past shape who we become, and it takes often conscious and also subconscious thinking and training and just experience to get over those things before a mental shift happens in you. And I would attempt to see how you might be able to do that if this is really bothering you. Now, if it's just kind of a side thing that's just kind of, oh, that kind of annoys me, but you can still get your work done and it's not affecting you too much, then I wouldn't even worry about it too much. It could just be sort of a funny thing that you could kind of write off in your head and just be like, oh, well, they just don't get it, right? And that's it. And that's that. If it's really bothering you to a point where it's affecting your work, well, then you need to take action and figure it out. Because if you don't, it could stop you in your tracks. These thoughts could bloom into something much bigger that can really put a halt to the progress that you've made. And, you know, you're serving an audience out there. They need you. And, you know, I'm hoping that you're looking for other ways to do it too, now that it seems like you have some extra time on your hands from what you've built. So anyway, Jane, just spitballing here with you. I wanted to share these thoughts. And really, it's not you, it's them, right? But it partly is you too, the fact that you're reacting to it this way so much that you actually called in to ask this question. So hopefully this puts things back into perspective for you. I want you to also feel proud of what you do and know that, yeah, sometimes people just don't know the language or don't speak it. And so it's hard for them to understand. And because they don't understand, they try to make sense of it by making sense of their own lives versus yours. Now, you are in a place here on Ask Pat and with the other people who are listening to this, you are with people who understand. And so, you know, we're not going to think negatively of your passive income. You know there are people out there who are doing the same thing. Those are the people that you should be spending time with as well to help counter that, knowing that there are people out there who are there to support you and help encourage you to do even more of what you're doing. And that's me and other people listening to this show too. So, Jane, I encourage you to keep going. Don't worry about what the haters are saying, and they're probably not haters. There's just people on the side who say random things here and there that bug you a little bit. But anyway, focus, keep going, you rock. Jane, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off this episode here today, and that is from Samuel Johnson. Knowledge is of two kinds. We know a subject ourselves, or we know where we can find information about it. True that. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.